Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips, Day 273. Today's topic of our Global GNM Health Tips is the upper two-thirds of the esophagus. Originally, the inner wall of the entire esophagus consisted of only intestinal cells, also called intestinal cylinder epithelium. During a later evolution stage, this lining that was derived from the endoderm was replaced with a new type of cells composed of squamous epithelium. But few clusters of the endodermal cells remained in the upper part of the esophagus also. Thus, the epithelial lining of the upper two-thirds of the esophagus originated from ectoderm is therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex. Inside the cerebral cortex, the control center of the upper two-thirds of the esophagus with epithelial lining is controlled from the post-sensory cortex with crossover correlation. That means the left half of the esophagus is controlled from the right side of the cortex in close vicinity of the stomach relay, and the right half of the esophagus is controlled from the left cortical hemisphere. Since the control centers of the upper two-thirds of the esophagus are found outside the temporal lobes, the principle of gender laterality and hormone status does not apply in the case of esophagus upper two-thirds. Now you pay special attention to the specific biological conflict linked to the esophagus. The lower one-third of the esophagus is linked to the conflict of not being able to swallow a morsel, which we studied earlier in the large group of organs controlled from the brainstem. The biological conflict linked to the upper two-thirds of the esophagus is just the opposite, that is, not wanting to swallow a morsel, just like that of the surface mucosa of the pharynx and throat, which we learned just a few days back. It can be considered as a type of separation conflict where the individual refuses to accept an incident or situation. It can also be accusations, insults, reproaches, criticisms, etc. in words when one feels difficult to take or hard to swallow. Please understand that the unwanted morsel can also be about real food or medications. The SBS of the upper two-thirds of the esophagus also follows the gullet mucosa sensitivity pattern, meaning there is hypersensitivity during the conflict active phase and epileptic crisis and hyposensitivity during healing phase. There are few very common medical conditions occurring during the biological special program of the upper two-thirds of the esophagus. Therefore, we are now going to see what are they, how GNM understands them, and how the conventional medicine misinterprets them, etc. Let us first see the tissue level changes happening during the conflict active phase. It is nothing but the ulceration of the lining of the upper two-thirds of the esophagus in proportion to the intensity and time duration of the conflict activity. Of course, it also depends on how the conflict is taken up by the individual subjectively. What nature intends, or the biological purpose of the cell loss, is to widen the passageway or diameter of the esophagus so that the undesirable morsel may be better eliminated. It takes longer time for the ulcers to be visible in an esophagoscopy because the squamous epithelium of the part is relatively thicker, and therefore deep ulceration process takes a longer time. These ulcers produce pain of mild to severe degree, and that is of burning type. As a result, the condition of these persons is interpreted wrongly by conventional medicine as heartburn or sometimes as gastroesophageal reflux, whereas in reality it has nothing to do with stomach or acid reflux. If we consider the details, we can understand that since it is of an ectodermal origin and controlled from the cerebral cortex, the biological handedness and whether the conflict is mother-child or partner-related determines whether the right or left side of the upper two-thirds of the esophagus to be affected. Esophageal cancer is a very common type of cancers occurring in the human body, again wrongly interpreted by conventional medicine regarding its origin. GNM only gives rational explanation for the same. Accordingly, during the PCLA or first part of the healing phase, the lost tissue gets replenished through the process of cell proliferation. It is good to remember here that the lower one-third of the esophagus is of endodermal origin and consists of intestinal cylinder epithelium. Therefore, it is during the conflict activity that there is cell proliferation in the lower third of the esophagus, and that is how it is referred to as esophageal cancer of the lower third of the esophagus. GNM knowledge can deliver an individual with esophageal cancer free from the fear of death, etc. According to the five biological laws, the fundamental principles of GNM, the new cells cannot be regarded as cancer cells because the cell increase is in reality the replenishing cells. There will be dysphagia or difficulties to swallow due to swelling and pain. Remember, this pain is not sensory type of pain but pressure type of pain. These symptoms may remain throughout the entire healing phase. The swelling may get enlarged with the syndrome and its water retention. Esophagitis is the same condition associated with inflammation. During the epileptic crisis, there will be acute pain and that will be of burning type. As usual, during epileptic crisis, there may have troubled circulations, disease spells, short disturbances or complete loss of consciousness, drop of blood sugar due to overuse of glucose by the brain cells, etc. The discussion on the SBS of the upper two-thirds of the esophagus ends here. Friends, if you find that the global GNM health tips are beneficial to you, don't hesitate to share them. I am Dr. C. J. Varghese from Kerala, India.